This is All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Henry Epp. The chancellor of the Vermont State Colleges is withdrawing a plan that would have closed three campuses before the fall semester. Chancellor Jeb Spalding says the board of the colleges heard, quote, loud and clear from students, staff, and elected leaders who pushed back on the plan. The state is expected to give additional funding to the system, but Spalding says that state, community, and campus leaders will still be redesigning the college system, quote, to be sustainable. And Chancellor Jeb Spalding joins me now. Thanks for speaking with me.
I'm happy to have the opportunity.
So people across the state reacted quite strongly to your proposal in the last few days. Was it exclusively that pushback that changed your mind here?
Well, first of all, the ultimate decision to accept my proposal would be the Board of Trustees. And I was impressed, not surprised, but impressed that the entire board participated in hours and hours and hours of hearings from students, faculty, community members, elected officials. And I certainly think that had an impact on the trustees. It had an impact on me. We also heard from our elected leadership at all levels that they were concerned about the rapidity and scale of the proposal. Then we also had some positive indications from the legislature and the governor to some extent that they'd like to see a process go forward that looked at what a redesign might look like, and that positive indications that there might be some interim financial assistance available. So with those factors, the Board of Trustees, and I accept their judgment and don't disagree with it, felt that we should withdraw the proposal, see what kind of assistance we can get from the legislature, assure people that the campuses will be open this year, and that we are going to need to redesign our system.
Let's start with the funding piece. I mean, do you have a dollar amount that the legislature has promised to you?
No, we do not. We know they've got a lot of balls in the air, and nobody's made any promises. But what we have heard is indications that they would like to help. And we're optimistic that we can get assistance from the state, probably out of the federal CARES money.
So are campus closures completely off the table at this point?
Well, they're off the table in the near future. But there's no question about the fact that the demographics and the changing way that the students access post-secondary education. I mean, over 30% of our student body in higher education on a national level are over 30 years old. Those kind of big changes are with us forever. So we do need to look seriously at our campus configuration, but do it in a thoughtful process.
In the immediate term, students and families are making their plans for college for the fall at this time of year. Can they count on going to Northern Vermont University or Vermont Tech at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, the only thing I would add to that, Henry, is that, of course, depending on what happens with the COVID-19 pandemic, we're hopeful to be able to open on a face-to-face residential campus in the fall. There may be a need to postpone if that's not able to be the case, and perhaps continue online a little bit longer or remote delivery. But that would be the same with any college or university. So everybody has to be aware of the fact that there is some added uncertainty due to the most significant health event in the last 100 years.
You're coming to the state right now for public funding at a time when many other institutions are also facing big financial challenges. Why should VSC be getting state money versus other needy institutions at this point?
One thing that became very clear in the hearings we've had for the last several days that I think really hit home with the trustees, with the chancellor, and with our elected officials is what an economic and cultural and community-based essential the Vermont State Colleges are, and that the economic loss and community loss of losing these colleges would be devastating for the state of Vermont and be devastating for the people in the state of Vermont. So, in terms of the contribution to our economic and revenue situation, the state colleges are one of the most essential pieces there are. And as we move out of the COVID-19 world, and try to boost our economy, education and training is also critically important. You know, having said that, we cannot sustain the current bricks and mortar and footprint that we have, and have got to look for ways to meet the realities of the world.
Well, so, and just to be clear there, I mean, it sounds like in the future, even if it's not this year, closing some brick and mortar campuses in the state college system could be on the table.
I think that could be on the table, yes.
Okay. I'm curious. I mean, you came out with this plan less than a week ago. It was a provocative plan, closing down three campuses. Was this a tactic to get state legislatures to pay more attention and get an influx of money to the state college system quicker?
The answer is no. It was not a tactic. It was born out of a recognition that, you know, we are in a very precarious financial situation, were before COVID-19 hit, and that was more intense afterwards. So it was an attempt to try to make sure that we are able to sustain as much of the Vermont State College system as we can. And that, you know, those pieces were a robust community college, a robust and vibrant Castleton University, and the important programs of Vermont Technical College. So, you know, it was a proposal that was attempting to move us forward. It was not acceptable to our elected leaders. It was not acceptable to our communities that we serve. And ultimately, the Board of Trustees felt that it was too many unanswered questions, and we need to work constructively with other parties. And we are committed to working with the legislative and executive branches and others to sustain the Vermont State College system and allow for a process that moves us to a workable alternative solution over the course of the coming months.
And just finally, Chancellor Spaulding, this plan had also called for cutting jobs for about 500 employees. Will those employees still have their jobs in the fall?
Yeah, most of them will. You know, there may be some additional personnel actions that are necessary, but nowhere near on the scale that we're talking about there.
Okay, so but the potential for some layoffs in the coming months.
Absolutely, that's the case. You know, in every industry or sector, and if they're not layoffs, they might be furloughs. You know, want to try to do it in the least damaging way, but you know, we can't make a commitment that there are no job actions coming.
That's Vermont State College's Chancellor Jeb Spaulding. He is withdrawing a plan that would have closed three campuses before the fall semester. Those campuses will remain open. Chancellor Spaulding, thanks for the time.
I appreciate the opportunity to be with you.